All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for the Sunday after St. Valentine's Day Massacre, coming to you from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. As we have finished the St. Valentine's Day Massacre season, the shortest of our seasons in Pro Wrestling America, we, of course, have to say goodbye to some of our roster. Those leaving at this time are Rick Steiner, as he is focusing on his time in Motor City Wrestling. We also have Too Cold Scorpio, Eric Watts, and John Tatum leaving the PWA, which then brings us into quite the issue, because we were expecting Eric Watts and Chad Fortune to be in the Round Robin Tournament. But never fear, we do have 12 tag teams in the Round Robin Tournament, which is going to be the main storyline throughout this season as we are on the road to remember their legacy. We also have a contract extension from Percy Pringle, who is spending a couple of more months with us at the moment, seeing if he really wants to stay or not, because he's kind of liking the idea of being a free agent with his IAW International Tag Team Champions, Harlem Heat, as they are able to go around. He wants that freedom as well. But he still has one other team in the tournament, which is Living Legend Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. So we're going to have that as well. We also have coming to us a return of the house show loop. Years ago, I had it to where during the weekend, there were matches, very much like in the old territorial days, where you had them going out different places in between all the different ones. So we have that again starting off next episode. But here's what the loop looks like. Going into the United Center, like next week, we have Friday night in Kankakee, Saturday night at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. Going into either the fairgrounds or the traveling, we go out to the far end of the state in Quincy and Galesburg. Galesburg being a place where the Interstate 74 title can be defended. Before we get into the State Farm Center, we have Decatur and Danville. Danville also being a place for the I-74 title. And then before the Renaissance Coliseum, which would have been this past weekend had we started them so far, would be Moline and Freeport, Moline being another spot on the I-74 route. So we now have several places, I believe six, where the Interstate 74 title can be defended throughout the month. So that is going to be quite the challenge, maybe, for the Interstate 74 champion, which, again, right now is vacant because Farouk relinquished the title to Danny Davis last week at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. So that's where we start. Danny Davis comes out to the interview desk with the Interstate 74 title belt over his shoulder. Mark Lawrence asks him what is going to happen with the belt now that Farouk has relinquished it. Danny says that he was tempted to name himself as the new champion, but Eddie and I talked him out of it. With the bulk of the Interstate 74 division in the Round Robin tournament, it was difficult to find a good solution. However, Danny has decided on a one-night, four-man tournament for the title. Four men not involved in tag teams. Johnny B. Badd, Brooklyn Brawler, Devin Storm, and Chad Fortune. The matches will be drawn at random. Mark says he looks forward to seeing how this tournament will turn out. And that's exactly where we are going to start the card tonight. First match in that tournament, Brooklyn Brawler facing off against Chad Fortune. And Brawler and Fortune have a great match to start off the card as well as the tournament. Both men act like they are fighting for the title already, but it's only the opening match of the tournament. Fortune misses a leap onto the top rope, and Brawler quickly rolls him up for the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 5 seconds. Your winner is Brooklyn Brawler. Which, of course, Brawler and Fortune met in that match, which means Johnny B. Badd faces off against Devin Storm in the other match. And Badd and Storm have a good match. Devin keeps the speed going throughout the match. Badd stops him in his tracks by countering a Thess press with a hot shot into the ropes. Bad thinks he has Storm ready, but Storm counters the Tutti Frutti with a float over DDT. Storm picks up the pin with his feet on the ropes. In a time of 6 minutes, 23 seconds, your winner is Devin Storm. So this sets up the Interstate 74 title being decided between Devin Storm and Brooklyn Brawler. But before that, we go backstage. The State Patrol knock on my office door. They want to know why they're not in either of the title matches tonight. They are worried that I am going to find a way to rig this tournament in such a way for them to never have a title match. I tell them that the tournament is set up so that all 12 teams face all 11 other teams. If by some strange fluke they don't receive at least one title shot in the next 3 months, I guarantee that they will receive a title shot at Remember Their Legacy. They look pleased with their prospects. As they open the office door, the Heatseekers reach through the door and drag them into the hallway. The Heatseekers slam both members of the State Patrol into the walls. Elliot wraps Wright's arm around the door facing to my office before slamming the door on it. Sigmund sends Parker into another door with a drop toe hold. Missy calls off her men as the State Patrol writhe in pain. What's going on here? Well, you know, the Heatseekers are facing State Patrol tonight, so they're trying to loosen them up a little bit. All right, so let's get back to the ring where we have the Interstate 74 title on the line. Devin Storm and Brooklyn Brawler, and they have a great match. Both men leave everything on the mat. Brawler gets cocky, actually mocking Razor Ramon before attempting a pile driver. But Devin counters it with a backdrop driver for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 45 seconds. Your winner and new Interstate 74 champion is Devin Storm. Now, this is quite the turn of events for Devin Storm from 3 months ago before Christmas Chaos, where he was kind of the whipping boy for Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, leading up to even the Tower of Doom match where he was brought out on a stretcher. But now he's the Interstate 74 champion. I hope that doesn't go to his head. All right, next match has Curtis Thompson moving along in his gauntlet. I'm actually surprised he hasn't decided to quit yet. Having defeated Danny Davis last week, Thompson notched his 10th gauntlet victory. This week, he gets the other nightmare. Thompson brings his A-game into this match, finishing off Ken Wayne in almost a third of the time it took him to defeat his partner. Wayne might have been a bit distracted, looking forward to, or dreading, his match tonight against the Moondogs. However, Thompson is happy with his victory. Another one bites the dust, plays loudly over the PA system as he leaves the ring. The crowd is split on their reaction to Thompson. Some are getting behind him in his journey, but others aren't thrilled with how he has won some of his matches. So you get this mixed reaction for Curtis Thompson. All right, next match. The first match of the Round Robin tournament. Illinois tag team titles on the line. The Stud Stable are defending the titles against one of the new tag teams that just signed on with the PWA. The Stud Stable come out first and await their opponents. The first opponent that comes out is Italian Stallion. He looks a bit lost as he climbs into the ring all by himself. He looks warily at both members of the Stud Stable. They step toward him until Bad to the Bone begins to play. Superstar Billy Graham emerges from the entrance. The Stud Stable takes a step back to reassess their situation. Stallion and Graham work together well as a tag team. In fact, all four men have a terrific match. There are several moments where the challengers almost win the titles, but the Stud Stable manages to make the save each time. After 25 minutes, the match breaks down into a brawl between all four men. The Stud Stable pick up the win after a miscommunication by Stallion. Graham and Stallion have Fuller and Golden in opposite corners, but the stable reverses the Irish whip. Stallion slams into Graham. Golden tosses Graham out of the ring while Fuller scoops up Stallion in a running power slam for the pin, keeping the titles in a time of 29 minutes, 3 seconds. Your winners are the Stud Stable. Next match has that one that's already been previewed so far. State Patrol versus the Heat Seekers. The State Patrol come out looking like they have not recovered from their beating earlier. The Heat Seekers and Missy Hyatt come down to the ring with confidence. They look to continue what they had done backstage in the ring. In the first few minutes of the match, the Heat Seekers isolate Wright and his injured arm. When they finally allow Parker to tag in, Russell tosses him into the Heat Seeker corner. Sigmund holds Parker in the corner while Randy Anderson tries to separate them. Russell tosses Wright over the top rope. Parker charges Russell, but Russell traps him in the ropes. The Heat Seekers beat down on Parker for a while before Sigmund pins him after a diving headbutt. Your winners are the Heat Seekers in a time of 11 minutes, 3 seconds. Next match has Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. Percy Pringle's B-team comes down to the ring without their manager. They look perturbed over his absence. The RPMs take advantage of their preoccupation, but Zbyszko makes the save whenever Marconi needs it. Zbyszko makes a blind tag on Marconi as Lane whips him across the ring. Lane drills Marconi with a spine buster. Zbyszko runs across the ring, but Davis nails him in the back with a knee lift as he hits the ropes. Lane picks Zbyszko up with a powerbomb for the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 18 seconds. Your winners are the Rock and Roll RPMs. So we've gotten halfway through this round of the Round Robin Tournament. We go out to an update on the IAW. Last night, February 18th, IAW International Heavyweight Champion Owen Hart appeared in Calgary to defend the title against North American Heavyweight Champion Roddy Piper. These two have had their issues over the North American title in Stampede Wrestling in 2024. It seems right that these two should be involved in the first title defense in Stampede Wrestling. After more than 30 minutes of a brilliant match, Piper submits to the sharpshooter. Owen Hart has successfully defended the IAW International Heavyweight title in his home territory. We saw Harlem Heat defend their titles 2 weeks ago here in their home promotion. So it's always a great thing to have that. So as the IAW titles are being defended, we will have those interjected into our coverage. All right, next match. Moondogs versus Nightmares. And yeah, this was a nightmare of a match. The Moondogs quickly tear into them, with Spot gaining a quick pin on Danny in a time of 2 minutes, 37 seconds. We have two more matches left. This match has the last tag team added to the tournament, the last tag team to sign with the PWA, that being the Fabulous Ones, Steve Kern and Stan Lane. They get to face the Acolytes. In a quick match, the Fabulous Ones get the win over the former American Tag Team Champions after Lane nails Bradshaw with a savate kick and Kern nails him with a swinging neckbreaker in a time of 6 minutes, 27 seconds. Your winners are the Fabulous Ones. That leaves two tag teams left. American Tag Team titles on the line in our main event. The Gilbert Brothers challenging the Gorgeous Gentlemen for the titles. But the Gentlemen know these two guys. They know what Eddie and Doug are going to do, and they counter them at every turn. Adams finally gets the pin on Doug after the super kick in a time of 25 minutes, 49 seconds. Your winners and still American Tag Team champions, the Gorgeous Gentlemen. Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, Gentleman Chris Adams. All right, so as we do every year, at the end of every round of the Round Robin Tournament, we have the leaderboard, which is great because we have six on one, six on the other. All right, picking up their wins tonight in review are the Fabulous Ones, the Stud Stable, the Heat Seekers, the Moondogs, the Rock and Roll RPMs, and the Gorgeous Gentlemen's. So, of course, picking up the losses would be the Acolytes, Billy Graham and Italian Stallion, State Patrol, Nightmares, Larry Zbyszko and Beast Lou Marconi, and the Gilbert Brothers. Now, of course, this is the first of 11 rounds. So who knows what is going to happen over the next 10 weeks. Actually, even longer, because we have a couple of times in there where we are traveling and we are not doing the round robin tournament. So there's going to be quite the time to have this. So this could change immensely. But I encourage you to be here for it, to see it all unfold as you stay and support your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite, and I will see you next week.